This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Want to talk fundraising for just a bit? Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show. TheKevinJacksonShow.com, 844-551-8255. Why do I want to talk fundraising? Because I noticed something. I was curious. I'd seen a quick thing that said how much money the Trump campaign had raised, and I thought, I'll just Google, you know, presidential fundraising 2020, blah, 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 and I'd see what would come up. And what came up was all about Bernie Sanders. Bernie Sanders raised $46.5 million. Bernie Sanders, 46.5. Surprising numbers for Bernie Sanders, Bernie Sanders, Bernie Sanders. And I thought, wow, but where? And I scrolled down. I kept looking. Well, where are the Republicans' numbers? Everybody's talking about Bernie Sanders. So I went to the article. In the article, here's what it says. Despite coming in second in Saturday's South Carolina primary, Senator Bernie Sanders is still putting up monster fundraising numbers. Sanders' campaign announced they've raised $46.5 million in February, the largest monthly sum any Democratic candidate has raised so far this cycle. It will ensure Sanders stays competitive as the campaign shifts from early states to the national primary, a change that calls for substantial money to reach voters in multiple states with ads. Now, here's the problem that I'm going to finish that part because this is going to be about fundraising, but I want to talk about the pros and the cons, of course. That's what we do here at the Kevin Jackson Show. So, Bernie has been raising money okay, but he gets a big surge because going into South Carolina, Bernie had become the front runner. I love this. Bernie pulled $46.5 million out so he could go invest it in Super Tuesday states. Now, here's the problem for Bernie and other candidates. Bloomberg has pretty much bought most of the media in Super Tuesday states. You think Bernie nor Joe Biden had the money to put into the Super Tuesday races because nobody knew who was going to be in it. It was all these different people. And meanwhile, Bloomberg, who has spent over $500 million, and he's got the coin. Unlike Steyer, there is no question Bloomberg has the money. Bloomberg has spent a fortune in these Super Tuesday states. That's where he's pretty much bet his whole campaign. So he's now occupying he's bought up so much media. If you go to buy media now, the price for media is probably 3-4x what it would have been normally, because Bloomberg says, bludgeon it. Keep my name out there. Keep my ads running. So while they now go in and try to buy all this, and $46 million sounds like a lot of money, but when you're trying to buy television ads and things like that, it goes fast, people. It goes very fast. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to, giving you the problems that the Democrats are going to face because of Michael Bloomberg, even though he was nowhere to be found in the numbers in South Carolina, Bloomberg has still made a real problem for the Democrats. So what's going to happen? Let's say Bloomberg gets 7, 8, 10%, 12% of the vote. I don't know what he'll get, but let's say he gets that part, because it's no longer about the black vote, which is what Joe Biden got in South Carolina, what it took to revitalize what's left of his career. It's no longer about the black vote. Bernie Sanders did about what Bernie Sanders was expected to do. But now it's a three-person race because, let's face it, Warren's not going to do. Warren would do okay enough to just go, I should have a seat at the table. Klobuchar's out. So now that the field is narrowed, it'll be narrowed to three. The very rich guy who wants to buy his way in and the two guys who neither deserve it, and who are now finally getting enough money to get into the race, only to have to spend it very quickly. Their burn is outrageous. So I'm going to go back to what I was talking about with the Republicans and what they raised and all this. So recapping, Bernie Sanders raises $46.5 million in February, his best month ever, because he's coming on the heels of winning Nevada. That's what did it. Now, Joe Biden, on the very end of February, wins South Carolina, And he's going to have some record-breaking numbers for him because Joe has had an anemic fundraising effort up to this point. That's going to bite into Bernie's ability to raise money. But I love it. They're both still fighting it out, spending that money like crazy. The burn rate for the Democrats is outrageously big. Bloomberg now, as I said, spending money like a drunken sailor, mucking it up for all these guys because Bloomberg is raising the rates on all these things, and he's thinking ahead. He's got the money to say, bludgeon all the markets until I get to the end of it. So should he go away? Yes. Will he go away? Probably. But it's going to be with painful results for the Democrats. So now let me get back to this. So it says, in addition to the ads Sanders is already running in Super Tuesday states, the money will help fuel a large Sanders ad buy in states beyond next Tuesday's contest. This campaign has announced ad buys in 5 states voting on March 10th, as well as 4 large states voting March 17th, which are Arizona, Florida, Illinois, and Ohio. So, you know, all these campaigns are happy to get the shot in the arm that they've needed, but I'm telling you, Bloomberg is already in those markets. I live in Arizona. I don't know if you guys are seeing ads, if you live in the other areas where, like Florida, where I know we've got a big signal with the Salem stations. But at the end of it, Bloomberg's really putting a wrinkle, and I hear his ads here. I'm pretty sure you're hearing them as well. I'm seeing them in social media everywhere. Now, you know, if you've picked your candidate, you picked your candidate, but Bloomberg's making a play that says, I'm an independent guy. I've been a Republican, a Democrat, and an independent. You can't be more moderate than me, despite my COLA issues and my issues with black people, and the other host of issues that I have. So, there you go. They say this, fueled by an army of grassroots supporters, Sanders has consistently been the top fundraiser of the 2020 cycle. But he's not the only competitive candidate. The campaign of Elizabeth Warren raised $29 million in February after her rousing debate performance in Nevada. And after decisively winning South Carolina on Saturday night, former Vice President Joe Biden's campaign announced it raised $5 million in a single day. So, understand this. Elizabeth Warren, still in it, sucked $29 million from the Democrats' coffers. And you know what she's going to do? She's going to do one of two things. She's going to make the decision to leave and not spend all that money and maintain her Senate war chest. Or she's going to blow it by trying to compete. And either way, we win. I mean, if we may not be able to get rid of her as a senator, but... the money is out of the cycle, right? The money's gone. So I want to focus on the fundraising for a bit and Donald Trump's fundraising to Republicans when we get back. Keep it here, folks.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, get your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff. Even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover keytar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesse. The Luminesse anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
This is a Kevin Jackson radio show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Democrats, lying, disingenuous scumbags. Elizabeth Warren says, I'm not going to use super PACs. I'm just going to use little donors. Lied, she's using super PACs. And she raised $29 million in February. Good for her. Bernie Sanders raised $46.5 million in February. Good for Bernie. Best month ever of any candidate. Joe Biden, after winning South Carolina, $5 million in a single day. Sadly for him, it was all done. It was credited, I believe, for February, because we had leap year. So February 29th, Joe Biden raised, or maybe it was the next day, maybe it was on the May the 1st. I don't know. What day was it? Regardless, I don't think it was May the 1st. I think the next day for Joe, maybe it was. When was May the 1st? And now you got me wondering. My producer's going, you have the calendar out, right? So Sunday, the next day after. So Joe starts out in good shape. Starts out March with a good solid shot in the arm that he had to spend for Super Tuesday. He had to spend it all. Joe had to spend that money as soon as he got it. You want to talk about a burn rate. Kevin Jackson's you're listening to, folks. The Kevin Jackson Radio Show. So, record numbers for Bernie Sanders. Record day for Joe Biden. Probably a record month for Elizabeth Warren, who won't even be in the race very much longer. As I said in the previous segment, Liz has to, she's got a tough choice. Do I stay the course, or do I pocket this $29 million I raised? Because you got to spend it faster than you can make it. But here's the reason why I bring this up. They said, despite this impressive fundraising, Sanders has a monetary advantage that other candidates seem unable to match. As the New York Times' Shane Goldmacher tweeted, Sanders' haul in the first 2 months of 2020 dwarfed Biden's fundraising in the previous year. Now, he's true. He's correct about that. The problem is, Biden hadn't had that shot in the arm. But what it does show you is what I've been talking about on the program last few days, is that Joe Biden has not been the candidate everybody wanted to invest in. The entirety of 2019, Joe Biden couldn't raise any real money. This is the former vice president under Baby Black Jesus, and he couldn't raise enough money to rub two nickels together. Bernie Sanders outraised him in 2 months, the entirety of Joe Biden's last year. Now, here's the bad news for Sanders and others. Joe Biden is now back in the play. He's in the midst. In the mix. What's going to happen after Super Tuesday? I mean, we're getting the results in. I think Joe Biden's going to take another kick in the pants. So is Bernie Sanders. Are they going to perform to expectation? Who else is now? It's over. We can start looking at doing the analysis of who's rising and who's falling. But I'll tell you this. There's no clear leader. There is no clear leader. Money coming out. Democrats having to spend it as fast as they get it to get to the next cycle. How much money do you think Donald Trump has to spend in order to say, I'm Donald Trump, I'm going to be running for president of the United States again in 2020 on a Republican ticket, blah, 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 this, that, and the other. Donald Trump's whole campaign is on going into the places where he needs to put a little glue logic, put a little salve on the wound, and he's fixing it. Why? What do you think these rallies are? What do you think these sellout rallies, 10, 20,000 people, filling the stadiums, 10, 20,000 people on the outside, 100,000 wanting to go, requesting tickets, having to be denied. Sorry, you didn't get a ticket. But let's look at them. Let's look at the comparisons of the fundraising. And keep in mind, the Democrats had two billionaires who are outspending everybody, not receiving a nickel. Their money is getting drained out. And I keep telling people, Steyer and Bloomberg would probably be giving crazy amounts of money to the Democrats that they cannot give. Well, Steyer can if he wants to now. But what's he going to do? How can you go and give money to the people that you ran against and give it in gusto? Let's go back to the numbers. Republican Party, Trump re-election campaign and GOP fundraising groups raised a total of $86 million in February. $86 million. So, I don't know what Joe Biden raised in February. I don't think it was a lot. $5 million in the first day in March. Good for Joe. He's going to have a good month in March. Bernie Sanders raised $26.5 million. Elizabeth Warren, $29 million. So, adding those two together, you get $75.5 million. Add up the rest of the Democrats, and maybe you get to Donald Trump's single month of $86 million in February. But it's worse than that for the Democrats, because here are the numbers. GOP organizations have raised more than $607 million since last year, have $225 million in cash on hand. This is what the RNC said. February, they said, was their best month for digital fundraising since 2016. Our record-breaking fundraising success month after month speaks to the incredible enthusiasm we are seeing from President Trump and is fueling the greatest ground operation and grassroots army in history. That's what Rona McDaniel, the RNC chairman, said. And I don't have to believe her. I've seen it with my own eyes. Donald Trump collects more money generally by himself than all the Democrats combined. The Democrats have to turn around and spend their money as fast as they get it. Why? They're competing with each other. Their burn rate is substantial. Donald Trump's burn rate is exponentially slower. Donald Trump uses rallies. He uses Twitter and other forms of social media. He uses the media, and he gets an amount of money that if Donald Trump had to pay for this, for the what he's doing, the amount of free press that he gets is literally worth billions. I want you to understand, Steyer didn't drop out because, I mean, he is a loser, but he didn't drop out for that reason. He dropped out because he wasn't allowed to win. There's a difference. He wasn't allowed to win. Donald Trump stifled him the same way he stifles Bloomberg. What are you going to come in and do different than I? Is what Donald Trump essentially says to the Democrats and to these very, very wealthy ones. He's already dumped one billionaire, and I'm going to make a prediction that after Super Tuesday, Bloomberg throws in the towel. And because of the attacks that the Democrats have put on him, why is he going to support them? How can he support them? Let me give you a name. Howard Schultz. Howard Schultz was going to run as an independent. I'm going to go look at the FEC reports and see how much money Howard Schultz is donating to the Democrats' campaigns and get back with me. This was a guy who is, for all intents and purposes, I think Schultz is a billionaire. He's certainly worth hundreds of millions of dollars. Howard Schultz is not donating to Democrats. He disavowed himself of the Democrats. He doesn't believe in them any longer. What do you think is going to happen with Steyer eventually? What do you think is going to happen with Bloomberg? Same thing.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
You USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The U.S. death toll from the coronavirus has reached 11. 10 of those fatalities were registered in the Seattle, Washington area, one in California. President Trump last night was talking about the global death rate from the virus, which experts have pegged at 3.4%, but the president doesn't agree with that, saying a lot of people get the virus but never get counted.
A lot of people will have this, and it's very mild. They'll get better very rapidly. They don't even see a doctor. They don't even call a doctor. You never hear about those people, so you can't put them down in the category of the overall population.
He was speaking on Hannity on Fox News. Millions of people in Florida and Georgia could see severe thunderstorms today with damaging winds, hail, and isolated tornadoes. Heavy rain is already pouring on parts of Louisiana, Mississippi, and Alabama. And this is USA Radio News.
Tired of overpaying for the little blue pill? What if you could get the exact same results for just a fraction of the price, guaranteed? Well, now...
05-6995. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to them and give you their feedback. If they like what they read, they'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. They handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 800-605-6995 now for your free author submission kit. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 800-605-6995. That's 800-605-6995. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995 for your free author submission kit.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
All right, we got to talk about Super Tuesday, right? Got to talk about Super Tuesday. And then there were two. Oh, I know. Others still think they're in the race, right? Elizabeth Warren is hanging on, but she's said to be evaluating her campaign. It's over. Her campaign is over. So it's down to two. It's actually down to one. Let me tell you what happened. Well, by the way, welcome back to the Kevin Jackson Show. TheKevinJacksonShow.com. The Democrats have gone full circle. They went from a guy that they didn't want, Joe Biden, who polled in roughly the 40 percentile with a bunch of people. And now they've got Joe Biden polling in roughly 40 percentile. And he's gone through the ringer. But he hasn't really gone through the ringer. Because you know what happened along the way? A communist socialist got in the way. And there were people that decided, you know what? We better take Biden on before we have to take on this crazy communist socialist. So now, Democrats are ecstatic. They are ecstatic. The man who fell from 41% when he joined, who got down into single digits in many places all over the country, has battled his way back. You want to know how he battled his way back? They couldn't find anybody else to do it. The group who looked for a savior throughout this entire process now have their retread. He's a worse retread than Hillary Clinton. If Hillary Clinton was going to save the party in 2016 and couldn't, would you want to depend on Joe freaking Biden to do it? 844-551-8255. Again, you're listening to Kevin Jackson. I say congratulations, Joe Biden. Congratulations for doing absolutely nothing, for achieving absolutely nothing, for beating the worst crowd of competitors since the last crowd of clowns. Joe Biden achieved nothing. He beat people that shouldn't have even been in a race with him. This dude is the former VP under Baby Black Jesus, and he could not close the book on a bunch of nobodies. Oh, Kevin, they weren't nobodies. Bernie Sanders did really well. Bernie Sanders should have never done well against Hillary Clinton, number one, and he shouldn't have done well against a candidate on paper who was actually better than Clinton. Joe Biden wasn't a junior senator. Joe Biden wasn't Secretary of State. He was a elder statesman of the Democratic Party, having served in the Senate for over three decades. And he was a former vice president to the person that they tell us was the best president that ever sat his bony black butt in the Oval Office, and he couldn't even win on his own. He needed people to drop out and essentially roll over and get their tummies tickled. He beat the worst group of people on the planet. And you know what he did in the process? He destroyed the optics of the Democratic Party. Destroyed them. You want me to explain how? Here's how Joe Biden destroyed the optics and the Democrats. They couldn't pick anybody. So the Democrats, who call themselves the party of everybody, right? The big tent party. They got rid of all their blacks. They got rid of their Hispanic. They got rid of their Latino, Castro. They got rid of all their women. Tulsi Gabbard is over. No matter, she can continue running or whatever, but it's over. They got rid of her, along with women. They got rid of her as a minority, too. They got rid of their gay guy. You couldn't do more. You couldn't say, we want white, rich men, Democratic men, more so than the Democrats said in the statement that they made by dumping every single, quote, special interest group on the planet. The only thing left is a Democrat socialist who's a fraud. The guy who made himself rich on the backs of other Americans. And a guy who's made himself rich on the backs of Ukrainians and Chinese, and has feathered the nest of many family members. And if the Democrats think that's going to go away, they are sadly mistaken. Folks, I hate to break it to you and the Democrats. Well, I don't mind breaking it to you, but the Democrats who listen to the Kevin Jackson Show, you're about to get a rude awakening, because there is no guarantee that Joe Biden even makes it out of the primary. What if, for some reason, things start to leak about Joe Biden? See, the good news about Bernie Sanders is he's not Hillary Clinton. This is good news for many reasons. One, he doesn't have cankles. And two, he's not ruthless enough to go after Biden the way he should go after Biden, because Bernie will try to profess that it's better to unite and get rid of Trump than to spread dirt on his opponent. But in truth, what Bernie's telling you is he doesn't have the machine that can go get the dirt. But Donald Trump has the machine that'll get the dirt. The washing machine. The machine that'll show what Joe Biden's been doing. It'll show it in the light of day. That's the difference. So Joe Biden, it still isn't over yet. And if Bernie is smart, he'll hang on a little longer. He'll say, you know what? You people thought you got rid of me. You have not gotten rid of Bernie Sanders. Don't worry about it, folks. Joe Biden milking a win in South Carolina more than any win in modern history. A week ago, he looked like death eating a cracker. He, as the saying goes, he had one foot on the grave, the other on a banana peel. He was ready to be gone. And you know what? They couldn't get rid of him, because too many Democrats went, you know, this is all we got. Old Joe is all we have. Elizabeth can't do it. They figured that out. They dumped all the blacks. They dumped Yang. They dumped Buttigieg, the gay blade. They dumped all of them. They dumped Castro. They dumped all the minorities. They dumped all the women. And they were left with two socialists, two people that, you know, I'm not going to say Biden hates America, but he certainly doesn't know how to govern it. That's what they were left with, a choice between Biden and the devil. And they chose Biden. Who knew the devil was Jewish and he lived in Vermont? That's what they chose. They chose Biden over the devil. Oh, making myself chuckle. Biden over the devil. This race is far from over, though, folks. You clearly see what the Democrats are doing to Sanders, but if Sanders can wait it out, there may be a shoe that's due to fall on Joe Biden's head. I keep circling back on things, but there are things that you need to know. You need to understand that the Democrats, who did everything they could to hurt Biden, to not end up with Biden, ultimately get Biden. Ultimately, they get him. I don't see how Bernie could derail him in reality. But in theory, I see it. I do. Anyway, let's talk about this. So Buttigieg and Klobuchar dropped out of the race before Super Tuesday, technically, with plans to endorse Joe Biden. How much were they paid by the DNC to rig this election against Bernie Sanders? To what a guy tweeted. What were they paid? What did they get? Buttigieg, the ink hadn't dried on Biden's win. He's already capitulating. Vice President, why don't you give me a call? Listen, I'm going to make an announcement about the thing. I'd like to get as much press out of this as I can, enough mileage out of it, and then that'll give you a boost, and then you'll maybe make me ambassador to, I don't know, wherever they love homosexuals or something. That's what they would do. Klobuchar, she dropped out. Should have dropped out weeks ago, but she milked it as long as she could. These are candidates that we're going to fight to the bitter end. I mean, if this is the type of person that the Democrats have on their team, that as soon as they lose in Super Tuesday go, it's over and start whining and, hey, can we join the competition? I mean, these are the people that want to lead this nation. These are the people that tell you global climate change is real. They tell you racism in America is real and a host of other things. They tell you believe the fake news polls against Donald Trump. Donald Trump got elected and they told us he was going to get 30 to 35% of the vote. They told us how bad he performed as a presidential winner. Only 30 whatever percentile of people liked Trump and wanted him to be president. Then how did he win? Just curious. So Buttigieg and Klobuchar drop out of the race, and the other people have to, Bloomberg then says, you know what, I'm done. The man who's got more money than any candidate, and I want you to understand what happened here. Donald Trump took out two billionaires that had much more money than he did, and he took them out with ease. With ease. He didn't spend a nickel of his own money. He called the mini Mike. Didn't even have to give Steyer a nickname. And he dispatched them. And the left will tell you, oh man, this big money in politics. These guys, one guy spent $253 million, the other one spent $500 million, and they got
this. This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Mattis Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
I'll be telling Joe Biden thanks for nothing. He couldn't drag his own fat butt over the finish line, much less anybody else. Welcome back to the Kevin Jackson Show, thekevinjacksonshow.com. Democrats have a ton to be worried about. Fractured beyond belief. The Bernie people said if Bernie didn't win, that 53% of them said they would not vote for the eventual Democratic candidate.
Yeah.
Some might change their mind, but many won't. And I believe a lot of those people are going to do one of two things. Stay home, or they're going to vote for Trump. That's right. 844-551-8255. Joe, it's funny when you think about Super Tuesday and what it impacted. Joe Biden remains not a very attractive opponent to Trump or candidate in general, but he's the best the Democrats have. I want you to remember that. He's the best they have. As you think about who might run in 2024 when Trump is finished with his second term, that's the best they have. Buttigieg, Kamala Harris, Cory Booker, etc. We have Tom Cotton. We got some Dan Crenshaw. We got some up-and-comers, man. We got some people that know what they're doing. They're going to have four more years under their belt. And you have people that in the Republican Party who are no longer afraid to get out there and fight, to slug it out on your behalf, who say, you know what, enough is enough. Biden, though, he's going to milk this South Carolina victory. He's going to ride it in as best he can. And I still say, because I don't want to be wrong, doesn't mean I'm going to be right, but I still say that Joe Biden is vulnerable. That people are going to be watching him even closer. He's going to get a lot more time to talk about the issues. And if all he says is, I enacted that law, I passed that law, well, Joe, I don't think that's going to fly. I think people are going to be fact-checking you about, I worked with him, Mandela, I served time in prison, or whatever it is that he said. His buddy of mine said he wanted Biden to crush Bernie Sanders, just get him out of the way. And I said, hey, no, you don't want that. He goes, why? I said, you want to drag Bernie out as long as you can for a couple reasons. One, you want Bernie to be driving money and enthusiasm away from the Democrats, just like he did with Hillary Clinton. Let Bernie broker the best possible deal he can put together. And then you pull the rug out from under him. Tell him, hey, these people are against you, etc. The president, do you want to talk about a shrewd guy? Donald Trump said the minute that Super Tuesday was over, Bernie, they're cheating you, dude. You better watch out what they're doing. Bernie Sanders was warned by the president of the United States that the Democratic Party is going to cheat him out of this election. You think they want Joe Biden? I mean, the cabal it took to tell Klobuchar, Bloomberg, and who was the other person? Buttigieg, to drop out of the race and let Biden take the lead. Don't give him any flack. Support him financially and otherwise. Support the man, because we cannot let Bernie get in this. So the question I ask you, and I've asked leftists, is can Biden finish the race? I tell you, it's not over. More states to win. More delegates to get. Can he do it? I don't have an answer. What lurks in the mind of a man who publicly molests women in full sight? What might he do between now and the convention to screw things up for his own convention? He couldn't even remember his wife and his daughter on two different occasions. He goes on, he says, you know, I'll appoint the first female senator. What black female senator? Well, sorry to remind you, Joe Biden, it's already been done. It's already been done more than once. Carol Moseley Braun and Kamala Harris. Republicans appointed their first Republican senator, hiring rebels, back in the 1800s. Don't think that they know how to sell that concept. So what this whole thing did it solidify things for the Democrats? Yep. The Super Tuesday did. And now Joe Biden is free to go gain momentum. Bloomberg out of the race, he was getting 11, 12, 13% in many of these races. Now that's going to go over to somebody, probably not Bernie. The Democrats, though, find themselves in an untenable position. You can't just imagine this. You're hanging off the side of a mountain. You got one arm and a rock crevice, and you're exhausted. Only thing you could possibly do is hang on. because you're not going to do much more than that. Joe Biden is feeble. He's got brain damage. He doesn't know when to eat and when to poop. He's got handlers that keep him and the press away from him because they're afraid of what he might do. There are people that fear for the life of Joe Biden when it comes to his political life. They fear for it. They keep this man away from everything. They do not want you to know what you need to know about Joe Biden. I don't blame him. So that's where we are. So now the Democrats have their candidate. And I don't know whether they think he's going to come out of this unscathed, that this Hunter Biden thing is going to go away, that this Ukraine thing is going to go away. All the issues circulating around. Let me tell you, if Donald Trump is as smart as I believe him to be, he will figure out a way to make sure that Biden corruption is front and center all the time. That's what he'll do. That's my prediction. And Biden is going to get more and more sick. He's going to get more and more tired. I would love to see Biden try to outwork Donald Trump. Love to see it. Because it isn't going to happen. I could wait years and years. It's never going to happen. And Joe not only has his problems, he's got Hunter Biden's problems. Hunter Biden at some point is going to have to stand before an Arkansas judge and discuss why he will not pay child support. He's going to have to explain how he got, you know, put on the board of Burisma and how he made so much money out of China and a host of other things. And guess who's going to be right there with him? It's going to be old Papa Joe, old creepy sleepy Joe, trying to figure out how to get him out of it. Joe Biden's been doing that for decades for Hunter, getting him out of stuff. Well, it's not going to work. It's not going to work. The Democrats essentially put out a fatwa on everybody else. Jim Carville, Chris Matthews, who's now leaving MSNBC, or maybe he's left. They put out a fatwa. All of them said, we can't let Bernie win, no, whatever the cost. Let's take Joe back. Hands off. Steel doesn't sharpen steel anymore. Get your hands off the man. Let him do what he does. Even if he screws up, he's better than any other candidate. They couldn't run a candidate that is better than an almost octogenarian. The dude will be almost 80 years old when he takes office. He shows sign of dementia every single day. And the Democrats go, he's our guy. Hands off. Leave him alone. He's an untouchable. I want you to think about that. Joe Biden is an untouchable. Don't talk about his kids. Don't you dare mention Hunter and his propensity for liking strippers and his brother's wife, whom he divorced after he met some stripper or hooker or whatever it was. Don't you dare talk about his issues related to not paying child support or how he made his money during this time. His rehab, getting kicked out of the Navy. Don't you dare do it. Can't talk about a candidate's kids, even when they're 40-something years old. Still can't talk about them. So what? He had crooked dealings with Ukraine and a job description that no anybody with a half a brain, sorry, Joe, would actually question. Don't you dare question it. Do you think Donald Trump's going to respect their rules, play by Markets of Queensbury rules, wear 16-ounce gloves and only punch Joe in the headgear? Or do you think Donald Trump's going to be kicking and punching this dude in his crotch and fish-hooking him and poking his finger in his eye and a host of other things? Because I think I know what Donald Trump's going to do. It will be a raw in a bar fight where chairs and bottles and everything else is thrown. And you know what's going to happen? Donald Trump isn't even going to get anything on his white shirt. He's going to fight so sophisticated and focused that the only the shrapnel that's going to hit people are going to be Democrats. How's it going to play for old Joe when they start bringing in some of these corrupt things that happen with the Democratic Party in general, the things the Schiff and team are trying to hide?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.